Live from the University of Pretoria, this is Tux FM.
You're tuned into Tux FM 107.2, and we are about to have an absolutely amazing interview with a few local boys, I have to admit, boys that we're exceptionally proud of, boys of the 012, and that is December Street. Gentlemen, how are you guys doing?
What up,
how's it going?
Good, good, good. How are you guys feeling today? How's your day been thus far?
Good. It's been a busy day. It's been hot, eh? I think like the past January has been hotter than December was.
No, Pretoria has been absolutely hectic with regards to the heat. That's but mental. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining me. Thank you so much for availing yourself to join us here at Tux FM. But I would like to know, in terms of your journey, you started way back in 2009, pretty much. So pretty much this year marks basically 10 years in the music industry.
How wild is that? Yo,
absolutely hectic.
In ages.
I'm sure you guys have tons of memories throughout the years. Would you like to just basically touch on some of the those moments that stand out, those highlights? I'm certain you guys have so many.
Yeah, we have tons of memories, tons we've forgotten as well over the decade almost. It's wild.
Yes. But,
I mean, the bigger shows like Opikopi, Rocking the Daisies, touring Europe, opening for bands like the Kooks and who else? Bombay Bicycle Club. You know, we've really like lived a full career so far. So it's really cool to still be doing it and to keep climbing and have our fans to still follow and support us.
And being back at Tux reminds me of how like some of the shows that we used to have while we were students.
Yeah.
We were in the band while we were students and we used to go to shows. I can't remember which ones they were, but there was normally like free booze.
That's always something good,
like, especially when you're a student at Tux and you're in res. I mean, like, it was amazing.
And we all know the student budget, hey?
Yeah.
Now, in terms of your journey, I'm certain there must have been a few difficult moments, because now we just touched on some of the highlights. But I know that almost every guy has a friend who's in a band, and every person is trying out this music thing. What are those things that you've learned from the industry that makes you stand out, and almost something that has kept you relevant over the period of 10 years?
I definitely think being adaptable with your music and the way that you write music. I mean, the music we wrote 10 years ago back in high school and varsity is completely different to what we do now, and it's got its own special memories. But as we go, we develop, we grow as individuals, we write music as we adapt, and I think it's important to be able to adapt in the music industry, otherwise that sound fizzles out. And also to really be relatable and network.
Yeah,
it's like super important, like just put yourself out there and work hard at it, and usually, I mean, it pays off.
It pays off,
yeah.
And I mean, you are testament to the fact that it can be done, especially for lads from the 012, from Pretoria and this area as well.
Yeah, Pretoria's got some mad talent, man.
Yeah,
like, honestly. Yo, I'm excited to see what's going to come out in the next few years.
It's also quite competitive, I have to admit. But you've now alluded to almost your journey in terms of what you've gone through, some of the lessons that you've taken away throughout the whole process. But I saw your recently released music video with Summertime Vibe, and to me the visuals were absolutely amazing, and when you add the song on top of that, I absolutely loved it. But when I saw the video, it almost got me wondering, what is the creative process that you guys go through in terms of when you start writing and working on the concept of a song to the finished product that we see on social media?
Yeah, I mean, like, it starts with the music and a moment and the lyrics around that, and then the feeling with that, and then that feeling gets carried through into our visuals. We try to capture imagery that will really support the song and the emotion that it's trying to carry. I mean, this last one, Summertime Vibe, was just literally, I took a GoPro with me on holiday to the Philippines.
And I could spot it in some of the scenes as well.
Yeah, it was so cool. And I mean, we usually put a lot more effort into shooting these massive music videos. And this one, we were like, you know what, this is about Summertime Vibe. It's about feeling free and having a good time. And I was like, give it a test, see what happens. But creatively, Dan?
And creatively, musically, I think that song was quite interesting because it was one of the first songwriting camps that Tristan put together. That's where that song actually started, meeting up with JR, just seeing what his vibe was, and navigating that was very cool because obviously he brings something to the table, we bring something to the table, and then that songwriting experience is pretty cool, and that's something that we want to be a part of and keep doing, is like songwriting camps,
get collaborations, man,
get producers involved, get South African artists involved, make a cool community, because I think South Africa, it's not as easily accessible overseas, songwriting camps and stuff like that. So it would be cool to grow something like that in here.
Okay. No, that's absolutely amazing.
Loyal to the music. This is Tux FM.
You're tuned in to Tux FM 107.2, and that was Summertime Vibe by the gentleman that we have in studio at the moment, December Street. So, at this point in time, they're about to bless us and actually perform live in studio.
We hope so, we can bless you.
No. I'm certain you guys always perform and you guys never disappoint.
We'll try our best.
No.
No,
there's no pressure at all,
no,
gentlemen.
Excited.
We know what you guys are capable of.
Yeah, so this is a song called Messed Up. This is our latest single. The song is about really messing up in life, either like partying too hard or whatever aspect it is, but then realizing that it's not that bad when you've got someone that supports you and understands you for who you are. So if you listen to the lyrics, it's kind of got a party feel, but it's also very, very deep actually. Okay, let's try this out. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Up good, maybe I knew I would, but I would do it all again. You said, why wait? You've come this far. Hitch a ride in a random car and drive before we change our minds. You should know that I don't do this every morning. I never thought that I'd wake up next to you. Yeah, we draw the night up into little pieces, doing things that we shouldn't do. Maybe I messed up last night. What the hell did I do? Must have been faded, alright. Screenshots of me and you. I remember running naked, we were howling at the moon. Maybe I messed up last night. At least I messed up with you, yeah. Messed up with you, woke up with a cigarette on my chest. Am I into this? Yeah, what have I got myself into? What if I fall in love with you a little while for a weeknight? Don't give a shit cause it feels right. Yeah, what have I got myself into? Lying faded next to you. Oh, you should know that I don't do this every morning. I never thought I wake up next to you, yeah. We tore the night up into little pieces, doing things that we shouldn't do, yeah. Maybe I messed up last night. What the hell did I do? Must have been faded, alright. Screenshots of me and you. I remember running naked, we were howling at the moon. Maybe I messed up last night. At least I messed up with you, yeah. At least I messed up with you, yeah. I messed up with you.
That is it.
That's right, you heard it on Tux FM 107.2, December Street's performing live, and that was absolutely amazing, gentlemen.
My community, my Tux FM.
We are actually having the gentleman in studio live, and we'd like to continue the conversation at this point in time. So, gentlemen, we played Summertime Vibe earlier, and with regards to the collaborations that you guys actually partner up with regards to other artists as well, how does that come about? Because we don't see a lot of artists actually going that route, actually almost trying to broaden the space and broaden the vibe so that a lot of people can relate to the music a lot more.
Well, like they mentioned, that happened on a songwriting camp that we did. There was like a whole bunch of producers and artists that got together and just like wrote music left, right and center. It was like this orgy of music. It was crazy cool. And then we actually met JR on that camp.
Yeah.
And I had this riff on guitar and like laid it down, and then he walked in there and was like, dude, this is cool, I want to track some vocals. We literally whipped the mic out, he laid the vocals down there in like half an hour. And the song was born through that. I mean, So collaboration is definitely something we want to push harder. And that was the first time that we really worked closely with another artist. I mean, Gerald is huge.
He's massive.
It's really cool to work with him. And he's also in a completely different sphere to what we are.
Mm.
So like you said, the meshing of the two genres was great. I mean, we want to do more of it. Like, that's definitely in the line for the future and what we're going to be doing next with our music.
Is there any, you've now touched on it, what you guys will be doing next? Would you almost give us a teaser, almost allude to what you guys are planning for the future?
So, obviously, the first thing we're doing is touring these two new singles and, you know, playing them and playing our old music as well. And at the same time, we're in studio busy writing new music. And Dan and myself were discussing the other day, we've been pushing the boundaries left, right and center with our sound, and we think it's cool. We're going to try and get back to literally sitting down with a guitar and a piano and recording like a bit of the old style again and seeing where that goes and how that feels. You never know what happens, right?
How long does it actually take you? I'm so curious in terms of you thinking about the concept of the song and actually having the finished product that we as listeners get to listen to. Because you now mentioned with JR, it took almost like 30 seconds for that to come about. And I'm certain a few songs might take a little bit longer for you guys to almost incorporate the idea and bring it together.
Yeah, every song has a different life and lifespan. So most songs, like we just get into studio or we decide we're going to write and then we just get together, and sometimes we just have a good energy and the music flows very easily, and then the main structure of the song is there very, very quickly. And then
other times it takes like months.
Sometimes it's painstaking.
I can't crack this thing.
A lot of coffee and stuff in between.
Caffeine high, eh?
And then we drown our sorrows, and then sometimes that gives us more to write about. So then it just circle helps out. And then, all the technical stuff, that sometimes takes even quicker to get it mastered and all of that kind of stuff.
So, there's no definite answer. Sometimes really quickly, sometimes really long.
Okay. So, gentlemen...
Sometimes never. Sometimes just die.
No, I highly doubt that.
That's true.
So, gentlemen, I doubt that music is the only thing that you guys do. I would love to hear with regards to what do you guys do in your chill time? What is your favorite series at the moment? Or what character on TV or any particular series do you guys identify with the most?
Oh, I'm not going to say identify with this guy, but I definitely got sucked into that series called You. I'm like a psychopath, and maybe I do identify with him. Maybe there's something really wrong with him.
Hopefully not.
That's a really cool series. You and otherwise, we write music. We all run our own businesses as well, so we work and then play. Mm. We juggle them both, and it keeps us stimulated and funded as well.
It keeps you going. But as long as you keep on producing good music, because the fans absolutely, absolutely love it.
Thanks. Yeah, we will.
This is Tux FM, fresh, young, and relevant.
That was Dance With Someone by the gentlemen that are joining us in studio December Street, and they're about to bless us with yet another live performance. Take it away, gentlemen.
This song is called Magic. Dan's going to sing this one, and we can't sing the chorus, but if you go and check online what the lyrics are in the chorus, you'll understand the meaning of the song.
Maybe I'm damaged. You made me feel special, you made me feel average. Maybe I am. You said I was magic. A moment we had it, and then it just vanished. I don't understand it. You don't understand. I gave you the best of me. You promised me honesty. You were my hope, it was a joke, but it felt real to me. I loved you, so you. For saying that you love me, you. For thinking you're above me. You wanna start over? You said you remember when we were younger, when we had it all. But baby, you're tragic, still looking for something. We already had it. You don't understand it. You don't understand. I gave you the best of me. You promised me honesty.
You were my hope, it was a joke, but it felt real to me. I loved you, so you. For saying that you love me.
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely amazing. Thinking about your journey started right in this area in the 012 in Pretoria. How do you guys feel at this point in time, given all the success that you guys have been able to achieve?
We still feel the same. I mean, we're all still rooted in Pretoria. All this time later, we love this town. I mean, it's our favorite place to be. We've traveled the country, traveled the world. And I think the cool thing is we get to do that on quite a regular basis. But coming home to Pretoria is a place to be. I mean, when you're home, it doesn't feel much different to 10 years ago, to be honest. When you're on the road, it's obviously, it's really the hype and everything, but coming home to this home base is, it's quite a dream.
Yeah, and you're so rooted in this area, and we all can associate with you guys so much. Gentlemen, thank you so much for spending your afternoon with me here on TaxFM 107.2, and I'm certain the listeners absolutely, absolutely loved it. Thank you so much for putting
through. Thanks for having us.
This is Our Identity. This is TaxFM.